First today, get away from the coast. That's what Americans in the U.S. Southeast are being told as a monster storm brews in the Atlantic Ocean. Its name is Hurricane Florence. It's already triggered mandatory evacuation orders for more than 1 million people in the states of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. And Florence is uniquely dangerous. For one thing, it's powerful. Its wind speeds hovered around 140 miles per hour Tuesday. That makes Florence a Category 4 hurricane. That makes Florence strong enough to blow the roofs off houses, knock down walls, snap most trees, take out power. The area it hits could be uninhabitable for months. For another, its storm surge could be catastrophic. This is the abnormal rise in sea levels as a hurricane blows water ashore. A CNN meteorologist says Hurricane Florence could bring a 20-foot storm surge that would make the tide 20 feet higher than it normally is as Florence blows in. The National Hurricane Center says anything more than a 12-foot storm surge is life-threatening. Third, scientists tracking this storm predict it will slow down after it makes landfall. That's a major problem as far as flooding is concerned. Last year's Hurricane Harvey was a slow-moving storm. It poured rain on Houston, Texas for more than a week. And that caused scenes like this. Predicting exactly what storms like Florence will do is still like predicting the weather. There's uncertainty about it. This hurricane's wind speeds fluctuated Tuesday. Forecasters didn't agree on whether it would still be a Category 4 storm at landfall, if it would get stronger or weaker before it blows ashore. The 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S., memorial services were held across the country yesterday. Starting at 8:30 a.m. at the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, a ceremony including a moment of silence was held in remembrance of the victims. Their names were read aloud and church bells rang throughout the city. At 8:45 a.m. at the Pentagon, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis attended a ceremonial wreath laying and a reading of the victims' names there. And at 9:45 a.m. in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump paid tribute to the victims of United Airlines Flight 93. The president called the field where terrorists crashed the plane a monument to American defiance, and he called the new Tower of Voices Memorial a message that America would never submit to tyranny.